Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And yes, it is time for North Fulton Business Radio. I'm Mike Salmon alongside the incomparable John Ray. Hey, John, how you doing this morning?
I'm great, Mike. How are you today?
Good. And we're broadcasting again from Digital Ignition. Trey's our producer, and I think we're going to have a fun show today.
We've had fun in the pre-show. I think we barely turned the mics on, right? And we were having so much fun.
We've got some characters here in the studio.
We've got two of them.
Brianna Davis is here from Sauce House Barbecue, and Philip Williams from McDermott Financial Solutions. And Billy Bob Thornton may be somewhere here as well. We'll find out later on.
Maybe making his appearance, right?
Yeah, that's correct. But we got the sweetest young lady with us, Brianna Davis, Sauce House Barbecue. Brianna, welcome.
Thank you.
I said Brianna. It's Brianna, though, right?
It's Brianna. You know, we're country.
It's my accent.
See? It's fine.
And you got
fine.
One, I got one. Who knows? Sauce House Barbecue. Tell us all about Sauce House Barbecue.
So Sauce House Barbecue is here in Atlanta. We're just a catering company here in Atlanta, but we are ready to serve the metro area with our made-from-scratch sides and our slow hickory-smoked barbecue. We do have a restaurant in Athens. It's between the Varsity and downtown on Broad Street. You can't miss it.
I know where that's at.
Yep.
Yes. But here in Atlanta, just a catering operation.
Great. Well, we have no further questions. We just want to hear you talk. So just we should let her do one of the reads for the sponsors.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. But before we even go into the Sauce House Barbecue, talk about your background, because we found it fascinating, and then how you got to where you are today.
So back in the 10th grade, I was a shy little girl, and I decided I wanted to challenge myself. So the best way to do that was to be in a pageant. So I competed in my high school pageant, really got involved, and I eventually made it to the Miss Georgia stage, which is one of my biggest accomplishments. And through that process, I learned my love of communication and building relationships. So I really wanted to get into sales. And I saw that Sauce House Barbecue had an opening for a sales position here in Atlanta. I had always lived at home with my parents, so I wanted to have the opportunity to come to Atlanta, be out on my own, and have a big girl job doing what I love. And that's exactly what I found.
Wow, that's a great story.
Thank you.
Yeah, so coming to Atlanta, I mean, now barbecue is a great product to sell, but you're coming to a place where there was no location, right?
Right.
So exactly. Talk a little bit about how you got the catering operation going here in Atlanta.
So the first thing was I had to go and hit the pavement. I had to tell people about Sauce House because nobody knew what Sauce House was. What? Sauce House? Why are you called Sauce House? Well, and I had to go and explain that we're just a catering operation here, which was also a big obstacle to overcome because people want to go try the food. It's like, ooh, I can't dip out of someone's cater to let you try it. I'm sorry. But it was hard because it was just Chris, the owner, and I.
Uh-huh.
And we had to get the kitchen running. We had to go out there and let people know about Sauce House. But it's finally starting to pay off. We've got our big busiest week yet. This week, I had three caterers going out before I had to come here. So that was really exciting.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Well, so talk about what makes Sauce House unique.
Sauce House Barbecue. We're called Sauce House because we have 9 different barbecue sauces. Okay. They're all made from scratch in-house. So let me tell you about them just a little bit. So we've got an Eastern North Carolina vinegar, which is just a straight vinegar. We've got a Western North Carolina ketchup, which is one of my favorites because it's like a middle-of-the-road barbecue sauce, kind of like what my mama used to make whenever I was back at home, but it's got some kick to it, which is what I like. And we've got our South Carolina mustard. We've got our sweet Georgia peach sauce, which we like to call sweet molasses. We've got our Alabama white sauce, which is absolutely amazing on our brisket. And then we've got our hot vinegar sauce.
John's over there salivating right now.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm telling you.
I know it. I can't believe you didn't bring any of this.
If Chris is listening, by the way, anytime you want to bring something to Business Radio X, we'd be happy to talk about it and try it.
Yes, absolutely. No kidding. Yep.
There's Billy Bob Thornton again.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's so.
And this is, by the way, a perfect marriage, by the way, with you and barbecue. I cannot see Brianna going out and selling like Philly cheesesteak.
No.
Just doesn't work.
No, not at all. Oh, not at all. So the sauces are all homemade.
Yes.
So talk about the other, what we put the sauces on, right?
Right.
So talk
right.
about the meats.
So we've got all of our meats are slow hickory smoked. Our pork we smoke for 12 hours. Our brisket, which is a true Texan brisket, which is not really something you get here in Georgia.
That's true.
And it's smoked for about 14 hours. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And
Go ahead. No, keep going. Keep going.
I still got more. I got more.
Why don't you talk? I want to hear her talk.
So, and we also make all of our sides from scratch. So like our macaroni and cheese, we start with a 50-pound block of cheddar and we shred it ourselves and we make a roux that's delicious and we put the noodles in and then we put it in the oven with some more cheese on top. It's amazing. Okay. Green bean casserole.
Now she's making me salivate.
Sweet potato casserole. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
How do people order now? I mean, they're listening to go, okay, this really sounds good. What's the best way for them to order? Because like you say, you have the restaurant in Athens.
Right.
But in the Atlanta area, there's not a Rick and Mortar, in North Fulton at least.
Right.
So
right.
How do they order? How do they get to catering?
So we do have a 15-person minimum, which we just dropped down. Woohoo. Yes, praise. But they can go to saucehouse.com. You can call, ask for me, or you can order online. Just amped up our website. It's beautiful. Would love for you to take a visit, saucehouse.com.
And you know, Mike, it's great that people might want to use the website, but why wouldn't they want to call and talk to Brianna?
Right. Well, I got to ask, are there any talks, plans to have a location closer to the Atlanta area?
Yes.
Can you share any of that? Or are you top secret confidential right now?
Yeah.
Because I know...
Let's break some news.
People obviously love barbecue this part of the country. You're in a very competitive area.
Yes.
That's going to be a little bit of a challenge not to have an actual sit-down restaurant here. Again, Athens is practically part of Metro Atlanta these days.
Yep.
Not to have one a little closer has got to make it a little bit of a challenge for you.
It definitely does. In the next couple years, we do hope to have a catering facility, a catering venue with a small restaurant attached. And Chris, the owner, just announced that we will be in two other states within the next couple years.
Oh, great.
So we're really expanding and growing.
Yeah.
And we want to be clear, too, for those that do the catering here and order from you, they're not cooking it in Athens and it's taking a couple hours to get here. It's cooked locally because you already have a kitchen here.
Right. Our kitchen is at Spaghetti Junction right off of Chambly Tucker Road. So it allows us to get just about anywhere. We cater an hour and a half away from our facility at Spaghetti Junction. So I haven't found anything that's too far yet.
What would stop John or myself from walking into this kitchen saying, we want some of this barbecue?
Nothing at all, as long as you buy for 15 people.
Well, between you and
me. Yeah, I think you haven't seen enough. Yeah, you haven't seen Mike and I eat, but anyway.
Hey, come on down.
Okay, so talk a little bit about, I've got one question for you. Knowing all these products, you've laid it all out here. What's the one product that you offer that you just couldn't do without? You take to a desert island with you.
It would be our bread pudding. It is absolutely amazing. Now,
that's a curveball there.
That was a curveball.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
So I have a huge sweet tooth. I would rather have chocolate cake than an actual meal. Or bread pudding in this case. So our bread pudding, they make breakfast in Athens. And so they wanted to figure out what to do with the biscuits that didn't get ordered at breakfast. And so they decided to come up with this bread pudding recipe. So it's got biscuits, it's got a white chocolate reduction, make it ooey gooey, and then they top it with a sugar rum topping. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. It's so good.
So
I'm in a sugar coma right now.
Yeah, I know. So you mean what you're telling us is we really have to save room for dessert.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. For sure.
You are describing food pudding better than anybody we've ever had on the show. And you didn't bring any.
I know.
You're just a big tease.
Hey, I'm sorry.
That's part of the deal, right?
It is.
That's how she gets orders, Mike.
that's great. Well, Brianna, where do you see you talk about the growth and mm-hmm. some locations and so forth come up. What do you love most about what you're doing right now?
I love getting out there and meeting new people every single day.
You mean you're
day.
A people person?
I might be.
No idea. Wow, okay.
So I love to tell people about Sauce House. I'm so passionate about this company. It's an awesome business to work for, and we have such an awesome product. We have such awesome customer service, and I'm truly so proud to represent this business. And so getting able to get out there, tell people about it, and to meet people and build these relationships, that's just something that I truly adore, and I'm so happy that I get to experience.
And what's really cool, John, the whole time she's talked to us, she's got the big smile on her face. So it really does look like you're passionate about it and you're really enjoying it. Whether it's the barbecue or I think anything you probably try to do, you'll really enjoy. You've got that personality and that, you know, that great outlook on life.
It comes through. Yeah, it comes through. It's great. So,
and she's a bulldog, by the way, so that helps.
Oh, yeah, go to home.
Yeah. Yeah, you knew Mike was going to bring that up. So, two questions. One is, first, awards. I know that even though Sauce House is a relatively young establishment, there already been awards coming your way.
Yes. So, we just recently were awarded the Bulldog 100, which means we were the fastest growing UGA alumni owned business in the nation. And we started in Athens catering there about 4 years ago. And so it's awesome. That's such an awesome honor.
That's wonderful. So talk about, obviously you're looking for companies in North Fulton and the Atlanta area that want to cater. Talk about who's a good fit for you? Who should be in touch with you to get a catering order?
Anybody that likes barbecue. I'm just kidding.
That really narrows it.
I would love to see our barbecue in corporate businesses, people who don't want to have the stress of ordering every week or every month. They want to be able to text me, call me, say, Brian, I want the same thing I had last time, and I'll make sure that it gets done for them. Corporate businesses, schools. I would love to work with schools. I think that's...
Weddings?
Oh, yeah, of course. Events, yep. Wedding venues.
We're in the wedding
venues.
Season.
We yep. are. And yep. we're in barbecue season.
Every season is barbecue season.
This is
season.
True. You're right, John. You're right.
Or, you know, tailgating. Yep. People mm-hmm. people have football parties and they always think about getting wings or pizza. Barbecue.
Yeah,
I mean, it can't be the same thing every time.
That's right.
Well, Brianna, for those that would like to find out more, order catering, where can they go and get more information about Sauce House Barbecue?
Definitely go to our website, saucehouse.com. Saucehouse.com. That's where you can see all of our product offerings. You can get a menu. You can order from there. So definitely check it out. There's some awesome pictures of our delicious food.
There's the tease again.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Brianna, well, thank you for joining us and great to meet you and continued success.
Thank you.
And go
so
dogs.
Much. Go dogs.
There you go. All right. Before we go on to our next guest, again, thank you to Brianna Davis with Sauce House Barbecue. We are broadcasting from Digital Ignition, and this is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, and a fantastic break room with all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. So if you want to have great co-working space, which will impress your investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. And as I'm reading that, John, I'm realizing we need to get with Allison here.
Yes.
And she needs to have a big barbecue event here at Digital Ignition.
I thank you.
And yep. Here in the Convergent building.
Absolutely. And because there's a great outdoor patio to have it on.
Right. We have someone we want to introduce you to before you leave. So,
perfect.
Yeah, we're being a little selfish because we want some of the barbecue ourselves.
We'll take care of that.
Yeah, thank you. All right, our next guest here on the program, Philip Williams from McDermott Financial Solutions. Philip, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
We found out before the show as well, this was a very eye-opening pre-show meeting we had.
It was.
We found out a lot about Brianna, but Philip, you used to be a stand-up comedian or do some stand-up before you, I guess you got into the financial solutions.
Yeah, back in the day, that was the fun time during college and just after college, a little bit of stand-up. It was a lot of fun.
You did a little Sling Blade before. I don't know if we had your microphone on, but you were doing a little Sling Blade earlier.
I reckon I was. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have me some of that barbecue right now, though.
So I got to ask you, how does one get from that to helping people with their finances?
You know, it's interesting. Helping people with their finances is really a people business. I think when I got into banking, I didn't realize at the time, but I've always enjoyed helping people. As a banker in the early 80s, that's what we were trained to do. The bank that I was with gave us a great education, sent me back to school. And basically, we learned to sit down with our clients, make them feel at ease, and ask them basically most important personal financial questions about themselves and the business. And once you have those fundamental understanding and you know where they want to go by asking them, then you help them get there. And that's how banking was when I originally started in the 80s. And it was a great time to be a banker.
So let's talk about McDermott Financial Solutions. What do you offer to your clients and customers right now?
Well, Bill McDermott and I both were coworkers back in the day, and we are both passionate about helping our business owners. So if you're not making as much money as you'd like to, if your cash flow is not where it should be, or maybe you've gotten in trouble with your bank and they've sent you the Dear John letter, it says, thank you very much, Mr. Business Owner, but we don't want to help you any longer, then those are all great clients for us. And then lastly, as the baby boomers, which I'm a member of, are looking at retirement in the next 5 to 10 years, you need to get your business in better shape because in doing so, you'll get a better multiple when you get ready to sell your business. And so basically, what we provide is a way to help you make your business look a lot better by making it run more efficiently.
Now, Philip, some small businesses think they're in a comedy routine sometimes when they're dealing with their bank, right? I mean, so, and I think a lot of small businesses wonder, am I bankable? So address that. What makes a small business bankable?
So what makes a small business bankable? And it goes back to the balance sheet. Most business owners are concentrated on their income statement. Everybody wants to talk about top line revenues, and they're going to make it up in volume, as we've heard many, many times. And when it trickles down to net income, maybe it's not as great as it should be. But really, the balance sheet is the heartbeat of the business. That's the amount of cash that you have in the business, which is your oxygen that runs any business. But you also look at the amount of debt or how you're leveraged. And then after the bank failure of 2009-10, which was terrible here in Georgia, banks got very, very tight on their credit lending. And specifically, they looked at the balance sheet more than did the income statements. Because your balance sheet really is the heartbeat of the company. It's the assets that you have, the stuff you versus how much you owe on those assets, which the assets minus liabilities equal the equity. And most business owners feel they need to drain the company every year because they don't want to pay taxes. And that's not really a good business model long term because, again, if when you get ready to exit the business and you want to sell it, you want to have something that's there of value. And if you've drained the company, there's no value. And more importantly, if you have another downturn like we had in the Great Recession, you don't have that almighty capital or cash that you need to survive the next downturn.
Now, you mentioned the downturn. Talk about where banks are when it comes to small business lending. Are they making small business loans? What's the level of that? How has that changed? If I'm a small business person, is it a waste of my time to go through all I'm going to have to go through to get that small business loan? I know the application process can be onerous at times,
right?
It can be.
And, you know, there's an old saying that's kind of funny now as an ex-banker, that a banker wants to give you an umbrella when the sun's out and take it away when the rain comes. And to a certain degree, there's some truth to that. So basically, to help weather those financial storms, if you will, a bank or when they are looking at your small business, they want to see certain things. They want to see steady profitability. They'd like to see 3 years worth of positive operations. In addition to that, they want to see that you're setting some money aside. So the equity that we talked about earlier, that it's growing each year. And then finally, if most business owners, we call them lifestyle businesses, and that they run a lot of expenses that are may or may not be related to the business through their business because they don't want to pay taxes. And obviously, if you're paying taxes, the good news is you're profitable, you're making money. So paying taxes is not a bad thing. And it's, you don't want to be foolish and not take advantage of, obviously, our federal system and things that you can deduct. But then there's the opposite side, which is the business owner who just is absolutely tax adverse. We just passed April 15th. And I guarantee you, across the country, small business owners were going to their accountants and saying, I don't want to pay any taxes. And we got to realize, we got to change our mindset. It's okay to pay taxes because we're making money.
We're talking with Philip Williams with McDermott Financial Solutions. You mentioned being a banker back in the 80s and what a fun time it was to be in the banking business. Today, in your role as principal consultant with McDermott, do you find the banks as partners of yours, or are you more competitors with the banks these days?
100% partner. Most of my referrals come from banks. It's a symbiotic relationship. If they have a customer that maybe is sick, what I mean by that is they're not doing what they should be doing. What we do is we come in and help coach those businesses to get financially strong again, financially healthy. So if the bank wants to keep that client, then they refer them to us and we help get their financials back in order. And we become that liaison between the bank and the client in providing a smooth transition. Now, if it's a situation where they just really want their credit philosophies have changed and they don't want that particular client, then we help those businesses find a new home. I almost call it an arranged marriage. It's a scenario where I want to find a bank that likes your particular business, because there are certain banks that like certain types of businesses and there's others that don't. So my goal is to help you find the right home for your business.
When it comes to a small business owner looking for finances, where do you fall in the pecking order? What would you recommend? Banks first, you second option, last option? Where would you direct them to go?
So basically, it's getting in and understanding what their situation is. We call it a financial checkup. So I look at your business, I come in and figure out how leveraged you are. In other words, how much debt do you have versus the cash flow available. But we look at your financial condition on your balance sheet, how strong the company would be. And we look at where do you want to go? So actually, we start with the end first. So what's your goal? Do you want to grow your business? Do you want to sell your business? Where do you want to be, you know, 5 years from now? And then help design a plan to get you there. And that would include finding a bank that knows and understands your business and will be able to help you grow your business.
So just as well that you're the first call we make then?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. So from a standpoint, because I'll help guide you. You know, we call it McDermott Financial Solutions is your GPS for banking. So that's what we do. We help figure out where you would best fit in the financial arena.
How are you finding new clients?
Basically,
Is it the referrals from the banks you mentioned earlier?
Referrals from bankers as well as accountants. It's the people that see under the covers. I hate to say it, but that's what it is, because most people go to the country club, to their gym, and they're with their chest bowed out that everything is going great, when reality their company could be in financial shambles at the time. So the accountant's going to figure that out first. Second behind the banker, when the banker finally asks for the financial statements and they go, whoa, something's going on.
That's where they need a John Ray.
Exactly. There you go. So we were talking about banks and you helping people find the right banks, but lots going on. We were talking about before the show started, about all the acquisitions that are happening out there. Talk about how that changes things for small businesses.
It is a major paradigm shift. First of all, business owners need to realize that your banker is the first line of defense, not your bank. And many banks don't realize that, but people bank with people. They bank with people that they know and they trust. And they work with people that they know and they trust. And it's not necessarily the sign on top of the bank building. But occasionally when your bank is sold, as we've had four bank mergers in the past 30 days here in Metro Atlanta, things change. Your banker may say they don't change, but in reality, many times things happen. And the new bank that acquired your bank may or may not like your business. So when your line of credit comes up for renewal in 6, 9 months, whenever it may be, you may be in for a rude awakening. On the other hand, it may be just fine. But it's that unknown, and we all hate unknown. We all hate change. Let's face it, as business owners, as people, we don't like change. And we all know that when somebody says it's all going to be the same, it probably isn't.
Well, and I think people, you mentioned that bankers are the key, not the banks themselves. I think maybe small business owners don't fully appreciate that, particularly the ones that do business with really big banks where there's a lot of turnover. They don't appreciate how important a relationship is when they need credit, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the story. We used to call them story credits back in the day. You know, it's more than just the nuts and bolts of the financial statements, but it's the story behind it. It's the passion. It's how that person started that business, where they're going, and where they've been. The larger banks, unfortunately, due to the volume, there is no local decision-making. I don't care what anyone tells you, the big banks have no local decision-making. It's all done in a centralized environment. So the banker that comes out to see you really, unfortunately, for the most part, are more just a salesperson rather than a banker the way that we were trained 20, 30 years ago. And as a result, they may or may not understand the nuances of your business. The smaller banks or the mid-sized banks tend to have people trained in the field that when they go out and talk to you, at least they understand your business and they can tell your story. So that's the key to a good relationship, is having that great relationship with your commercial banker.
People want to do business with people they like, which is why when we were talking with Brianna earlier, we were finding out about her background. And I'm going to throw a little curveball as we kind of wrap up the interview with you, Philip. You talked about your stand-up comedy. And can you give us a little bit of some of the stuff you used to have fun with back then? And we'll let you know. Maybe I might regret this after, you know, but, you know, you may say a couple jokes here and then we'll go, okay, now we understand why the stand-up didn't work. But I'm sure you... Just give us a little bit.
I think he's going to knock us dead.
We want to hear a little bit from Philip now. Get to know you a little bit.
I reckon people need to understand that if they got a restaurant and whatnot, they need to have some French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm. They're good. I like them. I like them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their go-to joke. You know, when you go to a party, you got to come up with a joke. You always get that one or two that's like you hear great ones all the time. I can never remember them, but I got one or two I can always rely on. Do you have one or two that you can?
You know, I was really more of a do impersonations. Okay. Most of the impersonations I did were of coworkers and family members.
Can you do Brianna?
I can't. I don't think.
So, no, I don't know. I could not do that Southern Belle justice for sure. But
that was pretty good, though.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, give me that read we got to do.
Yep, here you go.
Okay, we're going to have you read this, Philip, and I want you to do it in your Southern, sound like a Southern Belle.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm gonna read.
Oh, you just gave away the whole joke.
Yeah, you gave away the joke.
No, I'm so sorry.
We're going to have you read it.
I don't understand what's going on.
Here's what we're going to do.
Why did you just give me this?
What we're going to do.
Yep.
You read the first half. You read down to here, and then Billy Bob's
going to do the second half.
He's going to do the second half.
Yep.
Okay?
All right, Dan.
Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business.
They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit, and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payroll. No, sir. Mm-mm. They build relationships. So visit Proactive Payroll Rocks. Or call 404-410-0031. Tell them that Carl said to do it or he'll come after you.
What's that track? Tom Martin from Proactive Payroll is on line one right now.
Yeah. I don't want to answer that call.
Yeah. Well, Philip, as we wrap things up, how can folks find out more about McDermott Financial Solutions, assuming you still have a job after you leave the studio today?
That's true. So the website's very easy. It's bankingsolved.com. Bankingsolved.com. McDermott Financial is your GPS for banking.
Great stuff. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to thank our guest, Philip Williams with McDermott Financial Solutions, and Brianna Davis with Sauce House Barbecue for joining us here on the program.
We have a lot of fun on this show, and Mike.
We try to, right?
I know it. You can't see
when we don't have to provide the comedy and the guests can provide the comedy, that's a good show.
Oh, it's a great show. If we don't have to provide the comedy, our listeners will be in trouble.
Want to remind our listeners that you can listen to this show anytime you want, because I'm sure you might want to download and save this one and listen to it over and over again, pull out your favorite parts. You can download it anytime you want, listen anytime you want, 24/7 by going to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton Studio, and then, of course, select this show, North Fulton Business Radio. Not only will you find this episode, but all our previous shows, 2 years worth of shows, will be there right there on the website. Yep. This show is also available on iTunes, and follow us all over social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all those great places. John, any parting words?
We're headed to Sauce House now.
Yeah. Let's go get some food. Well, hold on. Go ahead.
You don't have to, because we'll bring the queue to you.
No, you didn't bring it to us, so that's why we're heading to you.
Neither of our guests are going to have jobs after this show. For John and Trey, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.